introduction, Chip, didn't I?
Hello and welcome to the DP Eurasia trading update. Throughout the call, all participants will be in listen mode only, and afterwards there'll be a question and answer session. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded today. I'm pleased to present Aslan Saranga, CEO, and Selim Kender, CFO and Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our October trading update. Our trading performance has continued to improve both in Turkey and Russia since our interim results release. Our Turkish operation has shown very good results during this period, have maintained a strong summer with September, October like-for-like growth rate of 44%, driven mainly by delivery. We had also, during this period, VAT decrease in Turkey. Our VAT rates went down from 8% to 1%. Also, encouragingly, in our Russian operation, we have continued to see an improving trend. As you will remember, during the Moscow lockdowns, our like-for-like in Russia was -30%. During summer, July and August, that number went down to -11%. In our last trading update, I have explained to you that we have a new strategy, a new product line preparation for Russia, and we did that. In September and October, our like-for-like has went down to -6% in September and -2% in October. We have launched our new product by the middle of October, and right now in the last couple of weeks, our like-for-like is positive in Russia. We also continue to innovate new product offerings to drive order flow and repeat customers. We launched Döner Kebap Shawarma product in Turkey with a new advertising campaign, which has shown a very strong results. Our October like-for-like is 44%. In Russia, with our new strategy, we launched our new and improved pizza in mid-October with a new dough formulation as well as a new key topping backed by a Greater Moscow TV campaign. This is our first TV campaign since Corona. Although it's early days, this new campaign resulted in positive like-for-like growth rates for the second half of October. The strong performance in Turkey has driven an uptick in demand for stores from franchisees. We have already opened nine stores in Turkey in 2020 and have also signed leases for 16 additional stores, which we are targeting to open late this year, early next year. Digital continues to be the main driver of our business. As our channel mix has tilted more towards delivery due to pandemic, reflecting broader shifts towards online consumers. Online ordering as a percentage of delivery reached 75% for the period, an increase of 6.5% each point over the last 12 months. Our group online ordering sales has grown 38%. It has grown 51% in Turkey and 9% in Russia. Russian growth is in rubles. Daily new COVID cases have been increasing in both Turkey and Russia in the autumn, and we note the announcement by the Turkish government yesterday on 17 November, which reintroduced certain operational constraints. The announced measures is as follows. The restaurants from 10 to 8 will be able to only make takeaway and delivery sales, and they have to be closed after 8:00 P.M. How this curfew will affect us? Of course, it will affect the dine-in sales, but already our dine-in sales are not material in Turkey right now. All of our sales are mostly from delivery and from takeaway. So both of these channels will be open. So we don't believe there will be a material effect to our sales, but still it's early days. It's going to start by Friday. Board is conscious of the risks posed by any further material worsening of operational constraints. The momentum in current trading is encouraging and supporting of our confidence in our positioning and prospects of for the business through the long term. We have a very strong liquidity position. We have 171 million Turkish liras cash at hand and additional available bank lines of 115 million Turkish liras. Thank you for listening to us, and if you have any further questions, we'll be happy to answer.
I think we can, operator, I think we can move on to the Q&A part of the call.
Thank you. If you wish to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw from your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. Once again, it's 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask an audio question. There'll be a brief pause whilst we wait for questions to be registered. Our first question comes from Wayne Brown from Liberum. Please go ahead with your question.
Morning, Aslan and Selim. Hope you're both well. Just a quick question from me. Just looking at the innovation in the half, if you can just opine, elaborate on what the innovation took place in the half and how that, by broadening the menu and by broadening the offer, how that helped to drive such a really great performance in like-for-like sales. And not just with regards to the innovation, but give us some sort of a dynamic between price and volume, clearly with the influence of VAT in the half. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Basically, we have been this year and late last year, we have been continuing with our product innovation, as you have said. We've introduced the Döner Kebap suite of products with both pizza and Dürümoz, our wrap product. Dürümoz itself, we had launched it last year and extended it further this year with new ingredients as well as the Dürümoz extra large, the Dürümoz XL product. And we also introduced new chicken dishes to the menu. I would say that about, you know, if we look at September and October, about, we're doing about 44-45% in like-for-like. I would say the incremental contribution of these products, including Döner Pizza, is at about high single digits.
Okay, thank you very much.
And with respect to the price and volume mix, of the like-for-like that we experienced in the last 2 months, it's broadly half and half. I would say price is at about between a third to a half of it. The rest comes from orders.
Okay, thanks, Selim. And just with regards to Russia, if you can give us some sort of an idea of what the competitive landscape is looking like there. Obviously, the aggregators have been incredibly active. But your underlying performance is improving. If you can just tell us how that necessarily all fits together.
Look, I mean, last 1 year, there is a huge increase in the delivery market. The aggregators are getting more and more shares in Russia. And of course, our delivery sales are growing very, very, I can tell you that it's always been positive like for like during this period. And we see a similar trend in all market is growing positive right now in Russia.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Harry Rawton from Berger Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks very much for the call and the chance to ask questions. Just wondering, firstly, if you can give us an idea of the margins, you know, what the margins looking like in Turkey and Russia, just roughly.
I mean, roughly, I can tell you that both Russia and, well, in Turkey, our margins are improving. That's partly because of the sales increase, partly because of the VAT effect. And, of course, for Turkey, we don't know what will be the, how, I mean, if the VAT is going to go on for the next year. But there is a margin, both margin improvement and plus the franchises are making better money in the absolute terms. So that's why we have around, I mean, we have 16 leases signed from the franchisees. And we have more stores on the pipeline. I can tell you another 10 stores in the pipeline for the opening in the near future. So the paybacks of the franchisees are better in Turkey. In Russia, as of October, our sales are came to the, or even a little bit better than pre-COVID levels from January. So I would say Russian margins, I mean, Russian sales has come to pre-COVID levels. Margin-wise, we need to improve a little bit. But I can tell you that our franchisees are doing better than our corporate stores. So the paybacks of the franchisees right now is between 3.5 to 5 years in average.
Okay. And then if we look at the margins on the Russia side, are we looking at better numbers now than we were looking at the first half?
As the sales are increasing, so is the EBITDA situation. But
I can tell you that as of today, only for October, the margins are very close to pre-COVID level. We can say a couple of percentage lower than pre-COVID level. But if you look at, of course, all year effect, it's much less because we had minus 30% like for like during the lockdown. So I'm talking about October numbers.
So if we saw you know, negative 11.7%, we saw negative 2% in adjusted EBITDA margin in Russia. You know, what are we looking like now here today?
I mean, as you know, we don't give guidance with respect to margins and profitability. But let's just say that there is improvement in the margins along with the increasing sales in the second half.
Okay, got it. And my next question is just on the financial position. I think you mentioned, in the press release, the company is now has 171 million Turkish lira of cash. I think at the half year point you had 274. Obviously over that period there was a bit of cash burn. But can you just talk about whether there's been any raising of Turkish lira debt over that period?
Yeah, actually, if you add those two numbers, the available lines and cash at hand, it's about 280 million Turkish lira at the end of October. The same figure for the half year at the end of June was at about 340. So the delta between those two totals is at about 60 million Turkish lira. I would just like to remind you that at the end of the first half, on June 30th, our ruble-denominated Sberbank loan balance was at 1.6 billion. But along with the negotiations that we were doing for the waivers, etc., we did a payment of around 600 million rubles to Sberbank in July. And 600 million rubles is roughly equivalent to 60 million Turkish lira. So that's the bridge to the delta.
So that would imply that there's no operating cash burn, basically.
Yeah, there is no material change in our net debt level.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Anubhav Malvora from Liberum. Please go ahead.
Hi, Aslan. Hi, Salim. I just wanted to ask, you gave us some guidance guidance on the store opening pipeline in Turkey. Maybe if you could touch on store opening pipeline, if you have any in Russia already, if you're seeing any franchise interest or franchises have withdrawn their interest temporarily. Just an update on what's happening there.
Well, in terms of store opening, I already mentioned that we have signed 16 more leases and will probably open it by the end of the year. And we have more stores in pipeline. Although, you know, I'm more comfortable about Turkey, so next year we can open 25 to 30 stores in Turkey. About Russia, we are still working. We are more focusing on the margins of the stores, payback, fixing the payback of the stores. By January, we'll announce our guidance for Russia. In terms of
security. Thank you. Our next question comes from Nikolai Kolovyev from VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good day to everybody. I have three clarification questions. Situation is quite dynamic, so I just like wanted to update on these figures. You basically reported quite nice results for September and October, but new limitations are coming. So can you give us a figure, what was the dine-in in this 2 months, just to understand what the magnitude of the future pressure? Also, I was wondering, this is a base case or state update maybe until what date the lower VAT will be in place in Turkey? And on Russia, you mentioned that you are in works with Sberbank on updating the terms of the loan and potentially covenant, as I understand. So can you also give us a bit more color where the covenants at the moment and to what extent you would like to update them? Thanks.
Sure. Thank you, Nikolai. Dining was already in a decreasing trend before the new restrictions were announced by the government yesterday. So as a mix, I would say it was in single digits over the last couple of months. And our past experience from the spring shows that where dining was suspended again, that gets picked up by contactless takeaway as well as increase in delivery. These new restrictions in Turkey were announced without a deadline. So the way the government generally operates is they generally announce a set of constraints, but they don't necessarily give an end date. And then when it's time to end it, they announce that at that point. So for the time being, we don't have a deadline as to when they will be lifted. With respect to our Russian ruble-denominated loans, as you know, we had gotten covenant waivers for Q3 and Q4 earlier, Q3 and Q4 of 2020, earlier in the year. At this point, we are in discussions with the bank with respect to resetting the covenants from 2021 and on, and we're cautiously optimistic that these negotiations, discussions will be finished before the end of the year. But you know, just as a worst case scenario, in the event that we agree to disagree on what these level of governance should be going forward, we are confident that our current level of cash at hand and available bank lines gives us the opportunity to pay back the loan in full if need be.
Got it. Maybe just to specify, my question on the deadline was with respect to this support initiative in Turkey for lower VAT. So as the VAT comes from
81%, I was
basically wondering until what you expect this measure to be in place.
Sorry, I haven't understood, Nikolai. It's right now,
okay.
according to the decree, it's until December 31st. So it's until the end of the year at this point.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just as a quick reminder, if you do wish to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing 01 on your telephone keypad. Once again, it's 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask an audio question. Our next question comes from Harry Walton from Berger Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Follow up. Can you give us an idea of what the, you know, the what the margins of would look like if we compare the sales of delivery versus dine-in and takeaway at this point in time? And you know, does the business structurally see an improvement as you push more towards delivery?
Look, I mean, we are always have dine-in and delivery target margins. So this is how we are managing our pricing. So we are always trying to put delivery and takeaway margins on the same level, pre-COVID level. So there's not a big, you know, if you take out the real curfew right now, there is not a big change from the previous time, what you have been doing, how you were calculating. But the, of course, the amount of delivery is growing. Before COVID, our takeaway and dine-in was around 35 to 40%. 35 to 40% of our sales were through takeaway and dine-in. Now it is down to 15 to 20% in both markets, both in Russia and Turkey. So our delivery percentage of the sales has grown up. Of course, the average check price is increasing in this space. So the margins more or less the same, but the average check price is increasing. I don't know if it's if I answered your question in the right way.
Yeah, sort of. I just really wanted to understand that, you know, the delta between the two channels. You know, obviously there's different dynamics, you know, on delivery, presumably there's a higher cost related to it, but you know, you have a higher average ticket size. So, you know, do these, like, what, on, in a steady state basis, what do these look like, the margins?
I mean, I am telling you again, you know, the our margins in Turkey is the same or even better in terms of store margins. In Russia, we are our margins are growing and coming to the pre-COVID levels. You know, we are a little bit below the pre-COVID levels right now.
But with respect to delivery and takeaway dining, margins are similar between the two channels. There is not a material difference.
Okay, got it. And can you just give us an update on the new management team in Russia? You know, perhaps talk a bit about, you know, what they're, you know, what they've been doing. What are the key breakthroughs that they've made since the beginning of the year?
Of course, I think the first big test of the Russian management was this new campaign, because this is the first campaign they are 100% responsible, because they start working and then we had the COVID, and the target was to come up with a new product and execute the right TV campaign. And so far the results are good, still very early days. And we know that, you know, from our market research, right now in Russia, we have the best product and best service compared to competition. Our product scores are better than the competition.
In Russia?
In Russia. And our service numbers are better than competition. But still, it's a long marathon. And so far, I think they have done a good job on executing the plan.
Okay, and what's the source of this information that the product and the service is better? Because from what it seems, if you look at reviews on websites, if you look at reviews of all the Domino's stores, you know, you can quickly scan all the TripAdvisor or Google reviews. It seems like there's a lot of negativity around the stores, whereas if I look at some of the competitors, you know, what it seems from outside is that they're getting a lot better reviews.
Look, I mean, there is always some negativity in all the QSR brands. And so far, I mean, what you have seen is, you know, maybe there's the data when we were growing 20-30% like for like in Russia. What I'm saying is the product market research done by our team in the last two with the new product has scored much better than the competition. That's I'm talking about the real product tested by versus the competition. Of course, there are a lot of other elements, so I cannot comment where you looked and how you looked. Maybe if you send me the data, I can assess it better. But I'm talking about the latest our product innovation and the results.
Okay, would the company be able to share this kind of findings? Because it would be interesting, I think, for investors to understand that, like, you know.
I'll be happy to answer. Please share it with me.
Okay, so you can share the information.
Yeah, we're looking to sharing it when we're communicating with the market next time in a couple of months with
Great.
The year end.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. There appears to be no further questions, so I will hand back to the speakers for any other remarks.
Thank you, everybody, for your time today. It was a pleasure talking to you all again, and we hopefully, with the scheduled IR calendar, we hope to update the market with our year-end trading update somewhere in the second half of January. And we hope to see you and talk to you then. Thank you very much once again.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending this call. This now concludes our conference call. You may now disconnect your lines.